You're listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey. And today on the podcast, my guest is someone very special. She's a patient who has a remarkable story, and we're honored that she's willing to tell it for our audience and for those who are thinking about doing the surgeries that she did. So welcome, Gabriella.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am 44 years old, and I have two children, 12 and 10. And I am mostly a stay-at-home mom. I went to school for nursing. I got my degree, and I had my first child 6 weeks before I graduated, and I decided to stay at home with my kids. And so I've basically been a stay-at-home mom since they were born. And I've been in San Diego since 1995, so I'm pretty much a local.
Awesome. So what was bothering you, or what were you having a hard time with in terms of clothes, or kind of what about your body did you want to change?
So after I had my two children, I had some issues with my abdominal area. And I'm a longtime patient of La Jolla Cosmetic Surgery Center. I actually went to Dr. Salt for my mommy makeover in 2014, and I had phenomenal results then. And at that point, all I had was the abdominoplasty, and I replaced my implants because she actually needed to revise the first breast augmentation that I had gotten. So I was extremely happy with the results at that point. You know, I was able to wear a two-piece bathing suit again. And I maintained working out. I would maintain my weight pretty much, except for 10 or 15 pounds.
Yeah.
But as I got older, there was just areas that no matter how much I worked out, no matter what I ate, they were just areas that were not going to go away. You know, fat areas, some even a little bit of loose skin. And I just decided this year, I was 44 years old, and I said, I'm just going to have the best body I've ever had. And I've gone through trainers, I've done Pilates consistently, and I've always had great results, but not my dream body. Uh-huh. And so I just said, you know what, I'm doing it. So I went on La Jolla Cosmetic Surgery Center, and I saw Dr. Swiston, and I saw that he did the 360 lipo. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it. I made that decision and I just went for it.
Was it sort of a New Year's resolution, or was it, because you said this year, so I didn't know if, or was there like a moment that you just said, I'm going to change it?
It was in January, and I had a friend that went through the same procedure back in the summertime. So I just thought in January, I thought it was a good time to get started on the consult and see what the doctor had to say as far as my problem areas.
Uh-huh. Now, how long ago, you said your first surgery was in 2014?
2014.
So it's 8 years, right? Am I doing my math
yes.
right?
Yeah.
So then, do you remember how you found us back then? How you heard about Dr. Saltz?
Yes, actually, my girlfriend had gone to Dr. Saltz. So it was a referral.
Oh, that's always the best way to yes. have somebody who's been there, done that.
Right.
And you know, when you met her and when you met Dr. Swiston, did you have any first impressions?
Well, right away, I could tell Dr. Swiston was incredibly professional. He knew exactly what he was talking about, because going in to this with, I'm a small, petite person, and I didn't have a ton of fat. I mean, my BMI was a 21.5. So you really have to go to someone, an expert, because if they, like he was explaining too, if you take too much fat or you go not deep enough into the layers, you're going to get that wrinkly texture.
Oh.
And when I explained to him what I wanted, he just understood me. And I just uh-huh. felt that this was my doctor in the initial consultation.
I think that's the thing, is like kind of feeling that bond and that trust where
yes.
you're like, okay, they hear me. And I think that's so important to feel heard, that not just them telling you because they're an expert what you should do. It's like, but they have to understand kind of the, what's your motivation, and just feel like you're on the same page and in sync together.
Absolutely.
So were you nervous about anything coming into the consult, or even maybe before the surgery?
I was a little bit. So what happened was initially I came in to just get a consult on a 360 lipo. And Dr. Swiston said, well, you know, I just want to let you know that you're going to have all this pure fat. And it's, I need you to know that it's available to put in other areas. And I said, where can you put it? He said, we can put it in your butt. And I said, oh, I don't know. Because I already have a butt. And I said, you know, I need to think about it. I don't want the huge backside. I don't want it to look so obvious that I've had work done. I don't want that attention drawn to me. But he let me know. And after doing some more research, I just said, because I was going to do something called M-Sculpt, where they put the paddles on your behind and it does squats for you, or it contracts your muscle. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Like I said, I was going for that dream body, the hourglass figure. And so I was a little bit nervous about that because I didn't want to be the mom at the pool with the, you know, everyone can tell that I'm, right. I've had a BBL. I want it to be a little bit more, oh, has she or hasn't she?
And so what procedure or combination of procedures did you end up deciding to go forward with?
So I got the 360 lipo, which was in my abdominal area. We did my upper back and my bra fat, I guess they call it. And along with Renuvion, it's where the skin tightening. So I had a little bit of lax skin like on my back, and then he did some in my abdominal area to tighten up some of the skin. And he put the fat into my backside. So it's a BBL. And then we actually did a little bit of fat in my chin and a little bit in my temples.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they talk about temples getting hollow as you get older. And it seems so odd to me as it from a, you know, a layman's perspective, like what? My temples? How would I know? But, you know, once you see that filled back out to normal, then it's like, oh yeah, that really does restore that kind of inverted triangle. Because that's what happens. You want an upside down triangle. You don't want the thin part of your face at the top and the wide part at the bottom.
Exactly.
So now did any of that hurt after surgery on your face, or was it more the post-op was pain was more related to your body?
It was more related to my body. I didn't have any pain on my face. I had a little bit of bruising, but that was minimal.
Now, the Renuvion that you mentioned, so that helps to tighten the skin and kind of smooth out some areas. Not a lot of people know what that is, but that is something that, you know, we can do as a standalone procedure. And oftentimes it's done in conjunction with body sculpting. What did it feel like? Or could you really notice it?
I didn't feel it. In general, I just felt pain from the liposculpture.
Now tell us about the day of your surgery. What was that like for you?
I was really excited. I was, of course, a little bit nervous, but I knew that I was eating right and I wasn't drinking alcohol. I actually hadn't drank alcohol for 3 months prior. I just wanted to be in optimal condition to make sure that I'm as healthy as possible when I'm going under. That was really important to me. And I really tried to stay calm because I didn't want to raise my blood pressure. And I just have like this mindset when I go in for surgery that I stay positive in my mind and I just keep myself calm and not nervous.
I think you bring up a really good point because not everybody thinks about mindset versus physical things. Like, okay, so you ate really well and you didn't drink. And I think that's very admirable to be like, okay, I want my body at the peak so that when I heal, it's healing as fast as it can because it's not being slowed down by anything.
Right.
But your mindset is such an important part as well, because we all know it's mind over matter. And we all know that we can do damage to ourselves by that self-talk, but we can also make things so much better with the self-talk. And being calm, I think, is huge.
Yes.
So you give your body ample time to really recover, because I think that's where people make mistakes, is they start to do too much too soon and they set themselves backwards. Now, did that happen at all to you where you start to feel so good that then maybe you're like, oh, maybe I overdid it?
No.
No? Good.
I, I did nothing for weeks.
Which is probably really nice.
It was. But like you said, it's like, you know, you just kind of went, I have to be honest, my parents were there. So it was really nice to have my parents because I knew that they were going to cook and clean and help out. Because my husband in that department he's challenged in that department. And so it was good because I didn't have to worry about that. Uh-huh. But I really did nothing. I was prepared. I will tell you, it was a tough recovery.
And what do you mean by that? Like, give us kind of some examples of maybe what you weren't expecting in terms of either doing certain things or pain or...
Sure. I have a pretty high pain tolerance. I've been through, like I said, the mommy makeover. So I would say experienced with getting procedures done. I will say this was the more challenging of all the procedures. And that mainly has to do with the discomfort. The pain to me was manageable. I actually didn't even take narcotics. I took it the first day post-op and the second day I decided I wasn't going to take any narcotics. And I just kept up with the Tylenol and ibuprofen protocol. But I'll tell you, it was just the discomfort because when you get the fat transfer, you cannot lay on your back or your sides. Cause I forgot I had it also to my hips to make it that hourglass.
Oh, uh-huh.
And you can't sit.
Okay.
For weeks.
So wait, if you can't be on your back or your side, were you hanging?
Yeah.
From the ceiling. Yeah.
Sleeping upside down. So I was prepared for that because I had done my research. It is difficult because I'm a side sleeper. So I had to sleep on my stomach. Oh. And after getting all that, the lipo done to your abdominal area, it is very painful to sleep on your stomach. It was pretty excruciating. And then as far as sitting, I ordered all these special chairs and nothing was comfortable for at least the first 5 days. It was pretty miserable. And it is pretty, the surgery is very, you have a lot of fluids. So it's messy. Yeah. You don't want your best bed sheets. You're not going to sleep on those.
Beach towels. And
so I just want other people to know, or anyone that's thinking about this, that it is a tough recovery and I want people to be prepared. And, you know, La Jolla Cosmetic Surgery, they give you a book after you have your surgeries and they kind of go through the stages of surgery so that everyone's prepared. Like, oh, you're so happy before. And then right after surgery, you're like, why did I do this? And you're, I've never had that. But with this surgery, I was like, why did I do this? Why did I do this to myself? I'm too old for this, this recovery. And I'll tell you, it was a good, probably 10 days. And then once I got used to sleeping on my stomach and I had the special chairs and those, and I got used to it, I was like, okay, that's it. It's good. I'm in recovery mode. And then about 2 weeks post-op, when you kind of start to see some results and you're not as swollen and every day is different, it's like, okay, this was worth it. And then, you know, the longer it goes, I'm like, I would do this again 100 times out of 100 because it was so worth it.
Wow. That's a big swing from being like, what did I do to myself? Just yesterday, I was totally normal. And today I'm like, what? And really, how long did it take for you to kind of get there? Like, oh my gosh, this was the best thing I ever did.
I would say once I started to see the results, that is when it's like, this was worth it.
So how long has it been since your surgery?
It has been 12 weeks.
Okay. So you're enjoying your dream body, I take it.
Yes.
So tell me some of the things that you've been able to enjoy that you wouldn't have done before, or clothes or that you can wear, or...
Well, I'm really happy that crop tops are still in style because I have like 5 sitting in my closet that I bought just for this summer. And we went to Vegas for a wedding a couple of weeks ago, my husband and I bought this dress that was, it just accentuated all my curves. And it's so fun to buy clothes that you don't have to worry like, oh, I don't know if I can wear that. It might be too tight in these areas. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, it fits like a glove. It's really, really fun and exciting. And it's a really big confidence boost.
Oh, that's so nice. And confidence, I think, that's the key, really. It's like, even if you go get your hair done, you know, you're like walking into the room with your head a little higher because you're like, I know I look fabulous. So absolutely. It's the same thing, but on a much bigger scale.
Yes.
So now, what scars do you have and what do you feel about where they are, or are they hard to hide? Or
the main scars I have are from my abdominoplasty. So what was great is Dr. Swiston went through my old tummy tuck scar. So he just made two little incisions on my tummy tuck scar so that he didn't have to make new scars. The backside, I do have one little mark on my upper back, and then kind of on my lower flank area, there's two, and they're tiny. I can hide them under my bathing suit. No one will know.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
It's minimal. Yeah.
Now, were there any surprises after your surgery, like anything you were not expecting?
I think it was mainly just being so uncomfortable. And the fluid, you have a lot of fluid. Even though you have the drains, your garment is, you know, if anybody is curious, they can even go on YouTube and start looking at BBLs, and there's girls with their garment, and it's just, it looks like it's blood, but it's fluid.
Uh-huh.
Because when the doctor goes in there to lipo, he adds that fluid, right. As he's pulling the fat out.
Yeah.
So all of that, it all needs to come out.
Right.
So it was really messy. And I was prepared for that. I guess I just didn't realize, you know, when you're going through it, you're like, wow, I feel really gross. You can't leave the house. Don't leave the house.
Now, what would you say was the first time after the surgery that you could go out and feel like, I'm not going to leak, or I'm not going to feel like a ton of pain, or where you kind of felt back to normal, quote unquote? How long did that take?
That took probably 2.5 weeks after my surgery, and I had the drains out, and I was still wearing the garment, and I even wore some foams to protect the skin between the garment and my skin, because your skin is compromised, so you want to protect that skin. So you're bigger, you're swollen, but you're even bigger because you have the foams and the garment. It was about 2.5 weeks.
I would love to have like a little listing of some of the products you recommend for the audience.
Yes.
Because if anybody else having that, you know, because there's so much out there. I think now the surgery is pretty commonplace. And so a lot of companies have stepped up and created different things, but how do you know which to buy? I mean,
exactly.
So if you wouldn't mind that, I think it'd be great for other people going forward.
I would love to.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be huge, because I think that's really, at the end of the day, somebody getting ready for this big thing, you're not only having to get ready with all the supplies that you're going to have, but just getting your family in order, you know, whether it's your kids and the grandparents and having all of life taken care of. But then what are you going to need? Now, was there any surprises after surgery, pleasant surprises that you didn't really expect?
Well, so I told you one of my goals was to have my waist as small as possible. My dream has always been to have a 25-inch waist. So Dr. Swiston, I think I went to one of my follow-ups, and he said, okay, well, you know, I can't guarantee that. And so it's so funny. He was just kind of preparing me. It was after my surgery. And about a week later, I measured my waist, and sure enough, it was a 25. And so I sent him a picture, and he's like, wow, that's amazing. And then a week after that, it got even smaller. It was like a 24¾. Like, I keep shrinking. So that's amazing to me.
Yeah. So now, what would you tell somebody who's listening about how to look for a plastic surgeon?
I think it's very important to go with somebody that's board certified. They just have the experience, the education, and the expertise. I know it takes longer to be board certified, and I think that's really important, because I hear about a lot of girls going out of the country for surgeries, and I just think you need to stick with the United States with a board certified plastic surgeon, because things can go wrong and they don't have the protocols. That's my number one. I think board certified. Number two, I think it's really important to connect with a doctor. And I have to tell you, what made the difference with Dr. Swiston is that I was able to speak with him and text with him regularly. I'd be like, oh, should I bug him? And he always responded. He was always so professional. He made me feel like I was his favorite patient. And I'm pretty sure he makes all his patients feel like that. But that was really important to me. And I just thought, you know, I'm so glad I went with Dr. Swiston because obviously he got me the results and that's amazing, but also just the communication and being able to reach your doctor if anything goes wrong. I did have something go a little bit wrong. I was dehydrated one day and I didn't know. My heart started racing, just brushing my teeth, and I didn't feel good. And I sent him a message and I started to drink an electrolyte drink, this IV hydration. I thought maybe I'm dehydrated and I just started drinking the electrolytes. And he said, don't drink that. Just replace your fluid. Just drink tons of water. And he told me to drink however many ounces. And within like 30 minutes, I was back to normal. So it was just nice to be able to reach out directly to him and get a response. And I think that's really key.
Yeah, I think that sometimes it's the little things. We think about all the big things and then we forget that, oh yeah, we're supposed to drink water. you know, but yeah, your body's going through so much just to get rebalanced after surgery. So now, what did your husband think?
Oh, he's obsessed with me.
Well, that's nice.
He already was, but now I just, you know, I wear like a workout pants and he's like, oh my gosh, those pants should be illegal. And he's definitely boosts my confidence.
Oh, that's nice. And your kids, how were they throughout the whole thing? What did they think about it?
They didn't say much. I didn't tell them details of what I was doing. I did tell them I was going to get some, you know, mom deserves this and mom has areas that she works on that won't go away. So I'm going to get some plastic surgery. And they didn't really say much. They're supportive and they were good. They were fine.
That's nice. So how long would you say if somebody's going to have their in-laws come stay with them or need a friend to come help, how long would you say that they need that person to help?
I would say 4 days post-op for sure. But if they can stay a week, that would be even better.
And when could you drive? I know you can't drive. If you're taking any painkillers, you can't drive. But when were you able to feel comfortable driving?
I think I drove about 2.5 weeks after the procedure and I had my pillow.
So how do you sit then? It's like the pillow, is it like a donut where the middle is empty or how does it work?
It's actually a rectangle shape. And so you sit on it with your thighs. So your thighs are supported, but your behind kind of hangs off.
Ah, I see.
And we carried that pillow around. We would carry it to restaurants.
Did you give it a name?
No, I should have. My husband carried it. Can you carry my pillow?
Oh, so now you don't need to use that anymore, or do you?
I don't use it anymore.
And do you have any, when you sit down, does it hurt or does it feel different?
It's actually great right now. I would say about 2 weeks ago, it still felt kind of numb and weird to sit on it. Maybe it's just because I don't ever sit on it, but now like sitting here, I feel completely normal.
Good. And then like, if you are getting up to transition from sitting to standing, like, are you sore in a way? Like you've worked out in your butt or your thighs or your tummy or?
Not in my butt, but I would say in my abdominal area, it's still tender and it's still numb. That is one thing. The only thing I'd say is left is, you know, you have air because he's in there with the nerves. And so I'm numb. And then this is strange, but I've been really itchy the last week or two. And it doesn't, have you ever been numb and you can't relieve the itch because you're numb? It's such a weird feeling.
You kind of have to bang on your, I had that after my mommy makeover and I would be like, it's deep down there. And I'd have to sort of hit it with my fist to give a reverberation to tickle that itch. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, it is kind of weird to have that. And your nerves don't grow that fast to regenerate. You know, it takes, I can't remember what they say, like a millimeter a month or some crazy thing. So it does take time. So then you're going to have less and less of that as you go forward. Well, this has been so informative, Gabriella. And I really appreciate your time and that, you know, your honesty and, you know, being willing to share your experience with the center and with Dr. Swiston and just for other people who want to go through this and to have you as a resource sort of to be able to know what to expect.
I wanted to come on here because I wanted to encourage anybody that's on the fence. And I just wanted to say it is so worth it. And I think everybody deserves to feel good, look good, and have their dream body. And I'm 44 years old. I know I'm probably older than a lot of patients, but you can still do it in your 40s as long as you're healthy. And I just want somebody to know that it's 100% worth it.
And it's wonderful because you're going to get to enjoy these results the rest of your life. So
exactly.
The earlier you do it, the longer you get to enjoy it. So I'm really glad for you. Now, when were you able to work out again?
It actually was Dr. Swiston wanted me to wait 8 weeks.
Okay. And then once you're at 8 weeks, is it like walking or could you go back to Pilates?
I just started with the walking. I think he said I can work out completely, but I'm doing a lot of walking like hills around my house. And I actually need to get back into the Pilates and some other workouts because see, once you get to your dream body, you have to maintain it. So, and when you feel so good, you want to, you actually want to work out. You want to take care of yourself because you're like, I have these amazing results. I want to maintain and keep looking like this.
Yeah. That's the key motivator. I read a book about goals and it was more about habits. I think it was called Atomic Habits.
Oh, I've heard of that
book. It's really interesting. And they were talking about, because if you get to the goal, then what? It's more about that process and continuing, because if you get to the goal, then you stop. That's not really what you want. You want to be able to maintain whatever it is. So for everybody out there, if check the show notes for links and for Gabriella's recommendations on kind of what products were really great for her and which ones she could have done without. And, you know, if you are interested in pricing or financing or anything else that's on your mind, again, the show notes will have all that information. And are we able to post your before and after pictures? Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that would be great because it's nice to see kind of regular before and afters, but it's also, I think most of us, it's what are we living with in the real world? We're not
right
in front of a camera against a blue backdrop. We are out there living our life. All right. Well, thank you again. And thanks everybody who's listening. This has been so much fun. So have a fun little 3-month post-op downstairs and we will see you all on our next podcast. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code PODCAST to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.